Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about some items that I know you might be concerned about. I know I was having conversations just this last weekend with different people that I was meeting in Los Angeles. We're going to be talking with two ladies, Patricia Rea and Corinne Mogenis. Now, these two ladies have dared to do something, giving us medical tips from the inside. I want to welcome both of you ladies to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, I want to ask you how the two of you came to the positioning where you decided you were going to come out and open regarding the medical community.
Well, Patricia and I met when we started working together in approximately 1995 on medical malpractice case reviews. And we would listen to clients' concerns, and we noticed that there was a common theme, and it was pretty much lack of patient knowledge. People were not aware as patients that they could question their doctors, get second opinions, get copies of their medical records, and things like that. And we were told over and over again, people would just say to us, well, I don't know where this information is, no one ever told me, and it really bothered us. So we sat down and discussed it, and we decided that with our experience and the unique combination of our backgrounds that we wanted to try to get the information out there. So we developed the outline, and we sat down, and we wrote it over a couple of years, and then we found a publisher, Merit Publishing International, who agreed to publish the book. And it's a very easy-to-understand guide explaining to people how to navigate the healthcare system so they can partner with their doctors, nurses, and other members of the healthcare team to get the best healthcare.
Now, I want to give some information about these two ladies. Patricia Rea, she's an RN, a CN, MBA. She is the president of Par Enterprises, Legal Nurse Consultants, and she's in Princeton, New Jersey. She's worked in the areas of neuroscience, high-risk antepartum care, and risk management. She graduated from Rutgers, a state university in New Jersey, with a Bachelor of Science degree in management. Patricia received her nursing degree from Rodanen Valley Community College in New Jersey. She got her MBA from the University of Phoenix in Arizona. She's written a great many articles that have been published in nursing journals, and now is a contributing author in the Legal Nurse Consulting Principles and Practice, second edition. She also lectures. She's been involved with informing people about risk management, stroke awareness, diabetes, and legal nurse consulting. Now, Corinne Mogenis is a medical malpractice paralegal currently working for a major law firm in North Brunswick, New Jersey. She has almost 20 years' experience working with plaintiff attorneys in case review and development. She's done a lot of in-depth medical investigations and is highly respected for her expertise. She attended King University Union, New Jersey, majoring in medical laboratory technology and minoring in psychology. She received her paralegal certification from ICS Paralegal School in Scranton, Pennsylvania. She continues to add to her education regarding legal and medical issues. She also volunteers time to hospice programs as well as for the American Cancer Society and works with her local community. The reason I wanted to share that information about both these ladies is to let you know that they're not coming out of woo-woo land talking about the things that we're going to be discussing here. They are both actively involved in educating people and are very much in touch with what people go through. You start off right at the very front of the book with a patient's bill of rights, and you have a chapter dedicated to this that also includes advanced directives and DNR. Would either one of you please identify what this is and explain what this is? I know some people might know that are listening today, but there may be those that, maybe they have never been in a hospital. What are their rights?
Okay. I'll talk about the patient's Bill of Rights and why we need them. In order for you to get the best practical health care, there has to be a joint effort between you, the doctors, the nurses, and the other members of the healthcare team. And effective communication is vital for you to get the finest care possible. The patient's Bill of Rights helps to contribute to a more successful patient care, more successful patient experience. It varies from state to state, and they're revised as needed. So it's very important for you to know and understand the language in your state's specific provisions. The language of the patient's Bill of Rights is easy to, should be easy for patients and their families to understand. And these rights are used to preserve a patient's values and dignity. They're posted in patients' rooms, in patient care areas, and in public places throughout the hospital, the lobby, the cafeteria, other public places. They include such rights as the right to receive an explanation from your doctor about your condition, your treatment, expected results, any risks involved in the treatment, as well as any acceptable medical alternatives. You have the right to give written consent before starting certain non-emergent medical treatments and procedures, and your doctor should explain to you the procedure, the risks, recovery time, if there's any alternative procedures that are available. You have the right to make informed decisions about your care. You have the right to an advance directive. You have the right to receive information about pain, the right to refuse treatment, the right to an interpreter if needed. You have the right to know what you're being charged for, and you also have the right to access your medical records. As far as advanced directives and DNR, we explain in our book, Medical Tips from the Inside, that an advanced directive, it tells your doctor what kind of care you would like to have if you become unable to make medical decisions, for example, if you're in a coma. When you're admitted to the hospital staff, on their admission assessment, will ask you about advanced directives. They'll ask if you have one. If you do, did you bring a copy of it with you to the hospital? If you have one but you don't have a copy with you, would somebody be bringing one in later on to be placed on your chart? And also, if you do not have one but you would like to have one, they offer someone that can help you to get that done for you. And a good advance directive describes the kind of treatment you would want depending on how sick you are. For example, the directives would describe what kind of care you want if you have an illness that you are unlikely to recover from, or if you're permanently unconscious. Advanced directives usually tell your doctor that you don't want certain kinds of treatment. However, they can also say that you want certain types of treatment, no matter how ill you are. They can take many forms. Laws about advanced directives do vary from state to state, so you need to be aware of the laws in your state. A DNR is a do not resuscitate, and that's a type of advanced directive, and it's a request not to have cardiopulmonary resuscitation or CPR if your heart stops or if you stop breathing. Mm-hmm. And you can use an advanced directive form to tell your doctor that you don't want to be resuscitated. In this case, a DNR order is put on your medical chart by your doctor, and DNR orders are accepted by doctors and hospitals in all states, and you can rescind them at any time by the patient as well.
With the material in your book, which is very, very well done, I think, you make a statement that patients are better informed today, and that is so true because there have been so many points of information that have come out that people have realized they have to educate themselves. Instead of having the positioning of, gee, every time I get a little bit of a twinge of pain, I'm going to go to the doctor, people are starting to recognize that taking a position towards prevention is very important. They need to be aware of how to do the best for themselves that they possibly can. We're also becoming aware of the fast-moving changes of technology. And so we often go in questioning, is this the latest that's available? Is it really going to benefit us? I was talking with a medical person not too long ago who said that they're dealing with certain medical situations every day, and in their professional opinion, certain things that were being done were really just totally unnecessary. They really didn't do service anymore to people, but that it was very difficult to break certain patternings because they had become entrenched in the work agendas, or, gee whiz, this is what you must do within the medical profession. So you encourage people to continue to do that, to be informed. Let's talk about health care coverage here for a minute, because this is an issue that you address in your book, and choosing health care coverage is really a challenge today. A lot of people cannot afford it. There are people that are young that want to get it. There are so many different aspects of it. How can someone go about getting the information they need to make sure that they're getting the right coverage? And what about the elderly person? You know, once people get to 65, then they're supposed to sign up for Medicare or Medicaid. I mean, there's just all of this that's going on today. It seems so complex.
That's a good question. Finding a physician that takes your insurance is a challenge and always frustrating. Physicians change their relationships with their insurance companies. You can have a physician that's in your insurance plan now, and in a few months or next year, you find that your physician doesn't participate in your insurance plan anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or your insurance coverage changes, and the doctor that you used to go to for years is now not in your new insurance plan. And I'm sure most people, including myself, have experienced this frustration. So now you have to go out finding a new doctor, and it's important to take time in finding the right doctor. And what you need to do is ask yourself some questions, for example, what your needs are. It's important to find a doctor with whom you can communicate effectively. I hear a lot of patients complain that they don't understand what the doctor is saying. They don't understand medical terminology. They feel the doctor isn't listening to what they have to say, or they feel that they're being rushed through their appointment. So you want to make sure that you and your doctor communicate well. When you research a doctor, you want to find out where they went to school and where they did their training. You want to know if what their specialty is and if they're board certified. You also want to know if the doctor is proactive regarding preventative measures such as encouraging weight loss, exercise, smoking cessation. You want to know how much experience a doctor has treating patients with illnesses that you have. Does the doctor have privileges at the hospital that you plan to go to? Does the doctor really listen to you and is receptive to your questions and treats you with respect? You want to make sure that they accept your insurance. Again, they're affiliated with the hospitals that you plan on going to. You want to know if they've had any medical malpractice judgments against them. You also have to ask yourself, if the doctor doesn't take your insurance, would you be willing to pay out of pocket for them? And there's a number that you can call, 800-733-2267, and you can check to see if a doctor's board certified that way. And you can also call the American Medical Association, which the number there is 312-464-5000, to get information about physicians, such as their training, board certification, specialties. And often hospitals offer physician referral services, and these physicians are usually affiliated with that particular hospital. And it's also good to talk to friends, family, as well as your peers for their recommendations.
Now, let's repeat those numbers, because that's important. 800-733-2267. Now, what's the name of that organization again?
That's to see if a doctor is board certified.
All right, so we're checking to see if a doctor is board certified. Yes, there are those people that are not, that are practicing medicine, so you want to be sure that you have that information. And then also you gave 312-464-5000.
Which is a number for the American Medical Association.
Good. We've repeated that again because our listeners, I'm sure, are going to want to know about that. Let's talk about preventing medical errors. Holy Moses, I mean, how many times have you heard people say, you can't read a doctor's handwriting? How do we make sure that we're operated on the right part of our body, that everything's done in order? Now, you mentioned in your book an agency for healthcare research and quality, and they had a study. What was that study all about?
Well, first, let me address the first part of your question. As far as preventing medical errors from happening to you, the most important thing you can do as a patient is to become active and get involved in your health care. A communication between yourself and your physician or anybody on your medical health care team is key. It's very important to let your doctor know all of the medications that you're taking, which includes herbal medications, over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements. When you get a new prescription, make sure you can read the handwriting. If you can't read it, ask the physician to go over it with you. Ask them to spell it for you. This way, if you can't read it, it's very possible that the pharmacist will not be able to read it as well. So you need to know exactly why you're taking the medication, the name of the medication, the dose, the times you should take it, the route of administration, what the side effects are, and what you should do if you have any of those side effects. And then when you go to the pharmacist can also give you a list of written side effects. Let your doctor know if you have any allergies to the medication, such as also allergies to foods or latex or dyes. You have to let your doctor know if you've had any prior surgeries. That's very, very important information for them to know. You need to go to the hospital, one that has a lot of experience in your condition, so you would like to check out the hospitals prior to you going if you have the ability to do so and it's not an emergent situation. Always ask what medication you are being given when you're in the hospital. The nurses will come around with a cup of pills. They'll just hand them to you. Don't just simply take it. If you're not familiar with the color or the size of the pills or what they are, ask them to explain it to you. Make sure that you understand why you're taking it before you take it, and if you have any questions whatsoever, ask for the doctor. Good hand hygiene is also very, very important, and it helps prevent the spread of harmful bacteria in hospital settings and nursing home settings. If your doctors or nurses or any other member of your healthcare team is not washing their hands before examining you or coming in to treat you, simply ask. Sometimes they forget, sometimes they get busy, and, it's your health is on the line, so you need to remind them. When you're discharged from the hospital, make sure you understand your discharge instructions. If you can't read them, if you don't understand what they are, have a nurse or a doctor explain it to you before you leave so you understand the medications or the procedures or what you should be doing once you get home. And again, in our book, Medical Tips from the Inside, we stress again that education is the key to getting good health care. If you don't speak up, no one else will on your behalf, and so you really need to kind of take an active role in your health care.
I really like what you've said because I think that this is so important in paying attention to medication. This is where, dependent on a person's condition physically and what they're going through, a patient advocate is so absolutely necessary. I have to share with you, there was a physician that I knew that when I was younger that I just absolutely loved this man. He was a wonderful, wonderful doctor. And he found himself having a heart attack and for the first time in his life was a patient in a hospital. And he was sitting in bed and it came time for him to get his medication and the nurse brings him his medication. And we all know doctors can sometimes be the worst patients in the world. He took one look at the medication. He said, "You're giving me the wrong medication." And the nurse said, "No, this is it. He said, "No, I can tell you right now that medication is not the correct medication. You better go back and check your tray." Now, at that time, they had large trays that they would get at specified times during the day, and I don't know if that's still done in that same way today in hospitals. But what the nurse found to her horror is that the tray that had been assigned to the floor that she was working on was not the right tray. All of the medications on that tray were incorrect. And because of a physician being a patient, there was a calamity that was prevented. And he said, as a doctor, that was the first time he himself had ever experienced something like that. And this was a number of years ago, and he just said, it is so important to check. And here we are today, and at that time, that was never a big deal. You just trusted what they gave you. But it is important to know. So if someone is ill, having a patient advocate that can do the checking for you, can double check, ask the right questions. It really pays to be prepared, and I like what you say about recognize this as your responsibility. Our world has changed a great deal. We have got technologies that are available. There's so many things that can be considered as options, and I also think that your statement about letting your physicians know the vitamins you're taking, the anything and everything that you're doing. If you have been, if you are a person that's a vegan, you can't have meat or whatever. All of these things are so important because what we're dealing with are chemical interactions. And many times certain foods can be a real downer with certain medications. So all of these are so important and we don't think of that. What would you recommend that people do so that when they do have to go into a doctor or they have something come up, what would you recommend that they have as a, you know, as a list? What would you suggest that they do so that if an emergency does come up, they don't have to be running around like a chicken with their head cut off to get the information for a physician?
Well, we tell people all the time that, you know, now's the time to try to get the information on, you know, your doctor or the local hospital that you want to be treated at before you have an emergency, because that's not something, you know, you'll be able to do when you're in that situation. So try to plan ahead the best you possibly can so you know what hospital you want to be taken to if something happens. As far as, you know, going in to see a physician, if you're diagnosed with something major, such as an illness or, you know, any kind of disease, or you're going in to have a surgery, you know, try to have a, you know, in the back of our book, Medical Tips from the Inside, we have a little section for notes where people can kind of plan ahead and write out their questions in advance. And as far as surgery, we tell people, you know, ask the doctor what the surgery is. Why is it being recommended? Are there any alternatives to that surgery? What are the benefits of having the surgery? What are the risks of the operation? What is the recovery time? What will happen if I don't have the surgery? How about a second opinion? We stress second opinions very much. And, you know, two sets of eyes and ears are always better than one. And, you know, you should be able to have a good informed decision going into anything that is that serious.
Absolutely. And surgery is always serious. There's no such thing as an insignificant or, you know, something that cannot happen. I was just reviewing some medical information this morning, and what should have been an absolute snap with a particular surgery ended up being a tremendously difficult, life-threatening situation for a person because of a reaction to an anesthetic. So you just cannot take a lighthearted attitude about this. You need to know, and you need to be educated, and you need to treat a doctor and even nurses as partners in this. And if you've got a good doctor, they're not going to be offended by this at all. You give a lot of good information in your book, Medical Tips from the Inside, about various facilities throughout the United States that are considered the top. And the U.S. had been and has, I think, I don't know what our status is today, perhaps you can advise me, one of the leaders when it came to what I would call the most sophisticated techniques for surgeries and prevention. I don't know that we still hold that prestigious positioning, but you have in your book also a lot of information on websites with this. How were you able to get this information and evaluate it effectively?
Well, what we did was we've included in our book a listing of hospitals, which are centers of excellence, and as well as websites that we found by going to them, referrals from other physicians, talking to other people, that provide information and support about particular subjects. For example, there's the AmericanHeart.org for the American Heart Association. There's the diabetes.org for the American Diabetes Association, the wellnesscommunity.org or GilletteCancerConnect.org. And these are sites that are extremely helpful. www.cancer.org is for the American Cancer Society. www.healthweb.org is a great site for medical information. Farmweb.net is an excellent site for pharmacy information. And the CDC.gov for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is also an excellent website.
You have taken so much material and put it into such an efficient, compact package. I really respect it. One of the areas of information that you cover is medical care worldwide. And you present it in a format where you're wanting people to become aware of the positives and the negatives and the way that healthcare is addressed in various countries throughout the world. And it's very, very diversified. You also have a listing of international support groups. And you go into a section in caring for the elderly, which is daily becoming more and more important because we have hundreds of thousands of people that are entering into their senior years, more than I think at any time in our known history. And so that is a whole different level of medical issues. And again, it's, you give a couple of websites here. You give physicianreports.com, searchpoint.com. There's just so much good material. How long did it take you to put this all together?
Well, we wrote on it together and traded back and forth for probably a good 3 to 4 years. And then once we were happy with the draft and the proposal, we then spent about another year and a half trying to find a publisher who would publish it. And we're very happy when Merit Publishing came along and said they wanted to publish it internationally. And we were very pleased with it. And it was a pleasure working with them and coming up with what we thought was very concise and easy to read so that it was accessible to all people.
You brought something up in your book that I was not aware of. It's the Nursing Home Residents Bill of Rights and also the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and I may not have pronounced that exactly correctly. What is this program? I was not familiar with it at all.
I'm sorry.
The Ombuds Program. Ombudsman.
Ombudsman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a long-term care program that began about 30 years ago, and an ombudsman is an individual that investigates and resolves complaints that are filed by consumers against public companies, institutions, or organizations. Some ombudsmen are paid, while others volunteer their services. They're basically a form of patient advocates, and they work for residents of nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other adult care facilities. Every state pretty much has these programs. They provide information to residents and their families about the long-term care system, how to effectively work with the system to make changes, and they're also the voice and the power for those who cannot speak for themselves. They have many responsibilities. When a resident or someone will come in that files a complaint about a facility, the ombudsman investigates it and works to resolve the complaint with the facility or the state's agencies that are involved to make sure that they ensure better care. And that if anyone needs to be called for, a violation of a policy or a procedure, that it is addressed. They offer opinions on the laws, policies, and regulations affecting the long-term care resident and the facility. And, they basically, again, act as a patient advocate and try to do whatever they can to help the elderly patient and or their family members.
Well, with all of this, I imagine the two of you are quite busy speaking before different groups. I know you're trying to reach Mr. and Mrs. America and whomever that might be interested in finding out about medical tips from the inside. But what is your next step? What are you looking at as far as continuing the expansion and educating of people regarding the changes in medical care, in legal rights, etc.?
Well, we're definitely speaking, to groups individually. We're working on doing some other television and radio interviews to get the word out. We want to at least open the doors to having people understand that it's not such an intimidating process and it's something very easy that they can do that we would like to help give them the information to do. As the healthcare, environment changes, which, it may very well very soon, we're looking to try to, keep the information coming, whether it's book number 2 or book number 3. We want to keep expanding, and we want to keep everyone as advised and educated as they can to know that, don't be scared. It's a process that you can very easily get involved in. And, sometimes it's a matter of life or death, speaking up for yourself. And we just want to help as many people as we can and let them know that education is the key. And, we just want everyone to be as healthy as they absolutely can.
Do you have a website people can go to?
Our website is under construction, but they can go directly to our publisher's website, which is www.meritpublishing.com, And the information about our book is on the website. The book is also available on Amazon.com, Borders.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in some the bookstores carry it in their shelves as well.
Thank you, ladies. Corinne Magenis and Patricia Raya, both of these ladies are very dedicated to helping you become more informed and understand how you can be assertive and not only work with prevention to create your own level of wellness, but if something does happen to you, how you can take charge and perhaps be prepared for the unexpected if you need to be. Medical Tips from the Inside is the name of the book. Things you need to know as a consumer. Corinne and Patricia, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much. It was our pleasure.
Donna Sebo. We're taking a break now. We're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. Again, Medical Tips from the Inside, things you need to know. You can go to meritpublishing.com and find out more about the book. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Here are the toll-free telephone numbers you can call into. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, toll-free worldwide is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now remember, when you call into the show, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, all you need to do is sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything you like. I call myself an information resource, and that is what you have available to you. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you were to meet with me privately, there would be a fee, but when we're on the air, there isn't. So feel free to call in at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. There's a delightful poem. I have a picture in front of me of beautiful crocus. Yes, spring is coming around the corner. And this is what Donnell Adams wrote. She said, "Under the quiet and frosted earth, there lies a little seed resting beneath the earth, dreaming of spring and warmer days when it will become a home for the birds, waving its arms in the sun." Ah, yes. Well, I'll tell you, in the Pacific Northwest, we have been enjoying crispy, temperatures. A week ago, it was snowing. We had ice. And now we've got rainstorms that have come in. But I'll tell you what, our gardens are just coming up so fast. So they must know something we don't know. Spring might be coming in a little bit sooner than what we anticipated. But anyway, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I wanted to share those few words by Danielle. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Now, if I have time today, I want to share with you a recipe for grilled ginger shrimp. So get a pad of paper and a pen and have that handy, because this is real simple, real easy. Light on the calories, but oh so satisfying for those hungry taste buds of yours if you are a person that enjoys good seafood. Well, there are so many fun things that come up every once in a while that just makes us realize that as human beings, we can always make mistakes. There was this situation, it was a few days after posting a bilingual traffic sign in Swansea, Wales, that the officials that had put this sign together had been notified that there was a problem. The English half of the sign, which read, "No entry for heavy goods, vehicles, residential site only," was fine. But the Welsh part of the sign. Now, this information had been emailed to the translator and returned minutes later, read, "When it was translated back into English, I'm not in the office, send any work to be translated." Yes, it always gives us something to chuckle about. That's just the way it is. As human beings, we are always going to make goofs. I want to thank those of you that are sending me stories and various points of information. I really enjoyed them, and I've just got hundreds to respond to since I was away on the trip to Los Angeles. But this one, I really touched my heart, and it comes from Katie, and it was titled "God's Wings, a Little Something She Said to Put Things into Perspective." This is a true story. There was a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, and forest rangers, naturally, when something like this is going on, after it begins to cool down, they go up to investigate. They wanted to find out exactly how badly the damage was by the fire itself. Now, there was a ranger that found a small bird that was quite literally just petrified in the remaining ashes. And it was perched, this is how it was described, perched statuesquely on the ground at the base of a tree. Now, it upset him because the rangers don't like seeing the animals dead from the effects of a fire. So he was so disturbed by it, he knocked over the bird with a stick. Now, he gently knocked at it. When he did, three baby chicks scurried from underneath their dead mother's wings. The mother bird, knowing well of the impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree, had gathered her little chicks under her wings, knowing that the toxic smoke would rise. Now, she could have flown away, but she had refused to abandon her babies. When the blaze arrived and the heat had scorched her tiny body, that mother was right there where she needed to be. She had been willing to die so those under the cover of her wings would live. And I just thought this was a very touching story. So many times we have people that will say, animals are just animals. I'll never forget in a conversation I had with someone that thought dogs were dumb and animals were just dumb creatures because that's what they had been taught. This person had never really been around animals. Well, I'm delighted to say now this individual has a much different perspective, having married someone that has an adorable dog, and he's just totally engaged in this animal's antics and has done a 180-degree shift in his attitudes about the quote-unquote dumb animals. But so many times we're not aware of the species, the various species on this planet, and how they really do care for the young, and they care for each other. There's so many stories that have been shared with me through the years, and it makes you aware that every little living thing has this connection with this infrastructure that we call life, that sometimes if we'll just stay quiet long enough and observe, we'll see what really goes on. It's amazing. And nature has her own gifts that she gives us if we're just willing to open up our eyes and observe. Human beings, for all of the brutality we inflict upon each other, if I think we observe nature more, maybe we wouldn't be of that disposition so frequently. We would think twice before we would do some of the horrific things that we often do. And bringing that into full circle, there is a delightful man. His name is John Turney. And he said there's 10 things that we need to pay attention to be thankful for, even with all of the tough times that can be going on around us. And they can happen at any time in our life. He said, first, count your blessings and realize, instead of counting your problems, count your blessings. It really, really does make a difference. And it sure can make a difference in your attitude, especially if you're feeling stuck. He said, be aware that today, in today's world, we have more free time than ever before. And regardless of what we read in the headlines, peace does exist. There are 6.7 billion people, in his research he found out, that live in peace. He said, it is amazing. When you look at what were casualties of war not all that long ago, 40, 50 years ago, what we're experiencing is a lot less today. And this is according to the Human Security Report project from Canada's Simon Fraser University. And terrorist happenings and casualties, they have been declining. They have not been improving and you know, increasing. And then also, don't think that the American dream is dead. We have a lot more room to work with it and accomplish it more than ever before. And literacy, yes, we have a concern about it. We're anxious about it. We want to be sure that there is more and more awareness on the part of people how important reading is. Well, unlike 1970, where barely half of the people in the world were literate, today more than 80% of the world's people can read, and 22% around the world have access to the greatest library in history. And what is that? That's the Internet, as those of you who listen to this show know. And we've had more food, access to food, than ever before in history. And there's so many other things. More wilderness we have available than we had been aware of. We have transportation that was not available all that long ago. We have communication, television. And he said, you need to retreat from Armageddon, the attitude of same, and understand we have so much opportunity to pass along to our younger generation what we have learned, and it's possible now much more effectively than ever before. This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill, you'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 and worldwide 888-815-9756. Hey, we're going to be talking tomorrow about philanthropy. Paul Brest is going to be my guest. There's so many ways that you can give money and make money work effectively. And for those that are blessed with abundance, well, there are things you need to know about. And for those of us that maybe are not so well endowed financially, but we really want to be supportive of certain interests and projects that are going to benefit people on one level or another, this is good information. So we're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to be talking with David Gibson about sound therapy techniques. and the technology that goes behind it, and all kinds of therapies that can be done with sound therapy. And David is another talk show host on BBS Radio, so I'm looking forward to having him as a guest. And then we're going to be talking about dreams with Denise Baudette. And Denise has so much good information regarding dreams and how they can be used as a tool. And she talks about a particular group of people whose culture encouraged the development and understanding of that through their centuries of life. And I think you'll find it interesting. Also, upcoming guest, Teresa Tapp. Yes, we missed her in January, but oh boy, she's going to be filling us in on some good things that are going on with her. Then, if you're thinking of building a home, or if you want to know how to build a home that is going to be more energy efficient, well, we're going to be talking about concrete homes. Tina Skinner is going to be an upcoming guest. And then Ortho Tab, if you want to exercise and you want to know how to keep fit by wearing a pair of shoes. I had them on my feet the whole time I was at the expo. Then we're going to be talking to Pete Smith and finding more information about that. And then, road rules, be the truck, not the squirrel. Hey, if you want to be successful, Andrew Sherman is going to give us some wonderful, wonderful insights to that. And then seductive delusions, yes. We're going to be talking about sex and sexually transmitted diseases. Jill Grimes is going to be my guest. She is a physician. So we've got some interesting people during this month of February. Tell your friends and join us whenever you can, because right here we're going to be giving you insights and points of information that maybe you can use, but who knows? Maybe you're going to be able to share it with someone else. I told you, grilled ginger shrimp. Oh, shrimp is so good. And it cooks up so quickly. So if you're wanting a dish that's fast, easy, and flavorful, this one is really going to fit the bill. This is a Chinese shrimp dish. Now, you can use a bottled sweet and sour sauce to go with this if you like, or you can make your own, and I'll give you the information on that as well. So here is the recipe. What you're going to need is a tablespoon of minced fresh ginger, and you want that pretty finely minced. That'll take you all of a minute to do. Then you're going to need 2 teaspoons of chopped garlic, 2 teaspoons of chopped garlic, again, real fine. A tablespoon of soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon each of Asian sesame oil, sugar, and salt. So 1/2 teaspoon of each. Asian sesame oil, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, and salt. Then you're going to need 1 pound of medium shrimp. You want to have them peeled and deveined, and you can leave the tails on because they look so pretty when you skewer them. All right, in a medium bowl, you put your ginger, your garlic, your soy sauce, your sesame oil, sugar, and salt. And you want to make sure you stir it really, really well so the sugar and salt will totally, totally liquefy and blend. Then you want to add the shrimp. Now, you're going to turn it so it's evenly coated with a marinade and then cover it and refrigerate it for 30 minutes or up to 2 hours. Tip, put it in a plastic bag. After you've mixed your marinade, dump it in a plastic bag, put your shrimp inside the plastic bag, seal it tightly, and then just flip the bag. And you just reach into the fridge and just flip it over, and that way it's all contained nice and neat. When you're ready to cook the shrimp, you want to have skewers, and if you're using wooden skewers, you want to soak them in water so that they will, not catch fire or anything. Now, you want to put the shrimp on the skewers if you're going to use them, or if you don't want to use skewers, you want to have them then just on a lightly oiled surface of a hot grill. You cook 2 minutes on one side and then cook on the other side 1 to 2 minutes. And you want to cut into a large shrimp to make sure that it's been cooked through at its fattest, plumpest part to see if it's cooked through. You transfer it to a serving plate, and you can serve it hot or warm with a tangy plum sauce. I mean, how easy is that? Hardly any mess, really good. So you can double, triple, quadruple this recipe, make as much as you want. Now, here is the sauce. You can make your own sauce. You can buy it. Again, you can just buy a bottle of the sauce. Or you can take plum sauce, vinegar, sugar, and salt, put it in a bowl, stir it well to dissolve the sugar and salt, and you will need the ingredients in this measurement. You'll need 1/2 cup of prepared plum sauce, or you can use a duck sauce, a tablespoon of white vinegar, or you can use a tablespoon of lemon juice, a teaspoon of brown sugar, and a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. Blend that all together. Make sure, again, that all the granules of the sugar and the salt have dissolved. And there you've got it. Yum. Good stuff. Well, I know we're just about out of time here. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Yes, your responsibility in life is to be alert, aware. And if you know of anyone, perhaps that sometimes has a lot of questions and gets concerned that they don't have the right information, we're so blessed because we do have the Internet today. Remember, asking questions is a good thing. And when you do that, you often will get answers. And sometimes they may fit the bill, other times they won't. But if you never ask, you'll never know. This is Donna Siebel. See you same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.